Chapter 81, The Brahmana Sudama, Blessed by Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of all living entities, knows everyone's heart very well. He is especially inclined to the Brahmana devotees. Lord Krishna is also called Brahmanya Deva, which means that he is worshipped by the Brahmanas. Therefore, it is understood that a devotee who is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead has already acquired the position of a Brahmana. Without becoming a Brahmana, one cannot approach the Supreme Brahman, Lord Krishna. Krishna is especially concerned with vanquishing the distress of his devotees, and he is the only shelter of pure devotees. Lord Krishna engaged for a long time in talking with Sudama Vipra about their past association. Then, just to enjoy the company of an old friend, Lord Krishna began to smile and asked, "My dear friend, have you brought for me something? Has your wife given you some nice eatable for me?" While addressing his friend, Lord Krishna looked upon him and smiled with great love. He continued, "My dear friend, you must have brought some presentation for me from your home." Lord Krishna knew that Sudama was hesitating to present him with the paltry chipped rice, which was actually unfit for his eating. Understanding the mind of Sudama Vipra, the Lord said, "My dear friend, I am certainly not in need of anything, but if my devotee gives me something as an offering of love, even though it may be very insignificant, I accept it with great pleasure. On the other hand, if a person is not a devotee, even though he may offer me very valuable things, I do not like to accept them. I actually accept only things offered to me in devotion and love. Otherwise, however valuable a thing may be, I do not accept it. If my pure devotee offers me even the most insignificant things, a little flower, a little piece of leaf, a little water, but saturates the offering in devotional love, then not only do I gladly accept such an offering, but I eat it with great pleasure." Lord Krishna assured Sudama Vipra that he would be very glad to accept the chipped rice he had brought from home. Yet, out of great shyness, Sudama Vipra hesitated to present it to the Lord. He was thinking, "How can I offer such an insignificant thing to Krishna? and so he simply bowed his head. Lord Krishna, the Super Soul, knows everything in everyone's heart. He knows everyone's determination and everyone's want. He knew, therefore, the reason for Sudama Vipra's coming to him. He knew that, driven by extreme poverty, he had come there at the request of his wife. Thinking of Sudama as his very dear class friend, he knew that Sudama's love for him as a friend was never tainted by any desire for material benefit. Krishna thought, Sudama has not come asking anything from me, being obliged by the request of his wife. He has come to see me just to please her. Lord Krishna therefore decided that he would give more material opulence to Sudama Vipra than could be imagined even by the King of Heaven. He then snatched the bundle of chipped rice which was hanging on the shoulder of the poor Brahmana, packed in one corner of his wrapper, and said, What is this? My dear friend, you have brought me nice, palatable chipped rice. He encouraged Sudama Vipra, saying, I consider that this quantity of chipped rice will satisfy not only me, but the whole creation. It is understood from this statement that Krishna, being the original source of everything, is the root of the entire creation. As watering the root of a tree immediately distributes water to every part of the tree, so an offering made to Krishna, or any action done for Krishna, is to be considered the highest welfare work for everyone, because the benefit of such an offering is distributed throughout the creation. Love for Krishna is distributed to all living entities. While Lord Krishna was speaking to Sudama Vipra, he ate one morsel of chipped rice from his bundle, and when he attempted to eat a second morsel, Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune herself, checked the Lord by catching hold of his hand. After touching the hand of Krishna, Rukmini said, My dear Lord, this one morsel of chipped rice is sufficient to cause him who offered it to become very opulent in this life and continue his opulence in the next life. My Lord, you are so kind to your devotee that even this one morsel of chipped rice pleases you very greatly, and your pleasure assures the devotee opulence in both this life and the next. This indicates that when food is offered to Lord Krishna with love and devotion, and he is pleased and accepts it from the devotee, Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, becomes so greatly obliged to the devotee that she has to go personally to the devotee's home to turn it into the most opulent home in the world. If one feeds Narayana, sumptuously. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, automatically becomes a guest in one's house, which means that one's home becomes opulent. The learned Brahmana Sudama passed that night at the house of Lord Krishna, and while there, he felt as if he were living on a Vaikuntha planet. Actually, he was living in Vaikuntha, because wherever Lord Krishna, the original Narayana, and Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, live, is not different from the spiritual planets Vaikuntha Loka. The learned Brahmana Sudama did not appear to have received anything substantial from Lord Krishna while at his palace. Yet, he did not ask anything from the Lord.
Never felt like this before I chanted. How did I exist before I chanted? Now you're on my mind. You're there all the time. I can't that you're inside my heart, inside my heart. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender. Things have really changed since I've been chanting. My life is not the same since I've been chanting. You've got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. I won't forget that you're inside my heart, inside my heart. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender. Sarva Dharman Parijaya.
mom a come. Sharanam, Raja. So let me go on chanting for a million years. I won't forget that you're inside my heart. Inside my heart. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender.